Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Reading Your Bible in a Year. I am Pastor Alex, and let's dig into the material. Not much to really go on in terms of housekeeping stuff. I leave that for the Friday show. And today's just strictly looking at what we've done, where we've been, and what we have to look forward to for the coming week in Reading Your Bible. And just hopefully pointing out a few things along the way to keep your attention and encourage you to, you know, spend time reading God's Word. So last week, we worked ourselves through the end of Joshua and started into the book of Judges. So we have gone through the Torah, we've read through Job, and we've worked through Joshua's timeline, and now we're working into the Judges. And this week, you will finish Judges, and then you will end the week next Saturday on Ruth. So Ruth is a short book, a lot of good, rich theology there, but it will be our conclusion for the week, and then we'll continue on into, let me grab my little chart here. After Ruth, we're going to go right into Samuel, 1 Samuel, that is. We'll have a few days there, and then we're going to start mixing in some Psalms. And then we'll have kind of a number of weeks where we're going to look at Psalms, and then some 1 Samuel, and then some more Psalms, and then 2 Samuel, and then 1 Chronicles. And it's just going to be a whole bunch of mixing stuff in here. So in pretty much 2 weeks, we want to really pay attention, if you are reading your Bible in chronological order, to watch those charts. And so if you follow like the Blue Letter Bible, that's what I'm using this year. Those are in the show notes, the order of readings, and you can look at it. And we have them numbered here. Just literally by the day. So we're at day 91, 92, 93, et cetera, et cetera. So this starts on Sunday. If you haven't picked that up by now, you know, this is going to be going into week 13. So this is tomorrow's readings and on. So Sundays would be 91 and then 92 and then 93, et cetera, et cetera. But every time you see that, then there's a little period and then, you know, the name of the book and then the whatever you're reading. And so if there's more than one particular book in that day that you're going to read, or more than different chapters, it'll be, you know, Psalm, you know, 6, and then you'll have like a comma, and then you'll have 8 through 10, and then a comma, and then 14, comma, 16, comma. And so there's going to be a few days we're going to have a lot of Psalms to read, and then there's going to be a few days when you're back into Chronicles. So just, you know, like I said, pay attention to how those days are marked out. But once we kind of get past all of that, we got about 60 days of it. So you're going to have 2 months worth of a lot of Psalms and historical Israel. Then you'll go into Proverbs, and then you'll go into 1st and 2nd Kings, and then you'll kind of have some of that mixed around a little bit. And then you'll go into some of the prophets after you get through 2nd Kings. So then you'll read stuff like Isaiah, and then you have a little bit of 2nd Chronicles mixed in with Isaiah as it chronicalizes his life. Then you go into Hosea, and then the rest of Isaiah, and then you go, continuing on. So there's just a whole lot of jumping around. It gets pretty clean when we get to the middle of Jeremiah, towards the end of Jeremiah. Then it just kind of levels out. Then you got Ezekiel, Joel, Daniel, et cetera, et cetera. When you get into the Gospels, you're going to be mixing through the four Gospels. So you're going to read like Luke 1 and John 1, and then the next day you'll read Matthew 1 and Luke 2, and then Matthew 2, and so on and so forth. So, but they'll usually be pretty clean cut. There's not a whole lot of moving around, just ensuring that you get all of the Gospels in proper order. So just kind of, you know, always review what you have for that week. It's always fun, and it's a challenging read because it helps us to see how the Bible was written and shows us how these events unfold for the particular week. So this coming week, like I said, we're going to start with Judges 6. We're going to work all the way through till the end of chapter 21, and then you'll get into Ruth. So what you will encounter this week is you're going to see Midian opposing Israel in the beginning. You'll have the call of Gideon, and then you have Gideon destroys the altar of Baal and the sign of the fleece. And then in chapter 7, Gideon's 300 men. Gideon defeats Midian, and then Gideon defeats Zebah and Zalmunna. And then you've got Gideon's ephod, and then the death of Gideon. And then you'll have, I'm not a great person with words, but Abeniklix conspiracy. Yeah, that's a good one there for you. And then you have his downfall, and then the Tola and JR in chapter 10. And you'll have Jephthah delivers Israel, and then you'll have his tragic vow, and then you'll have his conflict with Ephraim. Then 13, you have the birth of Samson, and Samson's going to be a fun one for you to read. So I encourage you to read, 13 through here. We're going to look at his marriage in chapter 14, defeats the Philistines in chapter 15, him and Delilah in 16, and then you'll have his death at the end of 16. So some good chapters there to really focus on and meditate and just really kind of absorb his life. There's a lot of connection and typology that Samson gives you to Christ. He's just a very small type of. So I encourage you to read through it and enjoy that. And then you have Micah and the Levite in 17. And then you have the Danites take the Levite and the idol in 18. And then you have a Levite and his concubine in 19. And then coming into 20 of Israel's war with the tribe of Benjamin. So that'll be a good chapter for you to really read. It's a pretty long one. But, like I said, concentrate and work through it. Chapter 21 is the wives provide for the tribe of Benjamin, and that closes out Judges. So there you go. Judges is done. And then you're going to wrap up another book this week. You're going to look at Ruth. And so Ruth is pretty simple, straightforward. You have Naomi widowed, and then you have Ruth's loyalty to Naomi. And then you have Ruth meets Boaz, and then Ruth and Boaz at the threshing floor, and then Boaz redeems Ruth. And then they marry at the end of chapter 4. So short book, but there's a good connections here and really focus, it's only a couple verses, but that genealogy here of David in verses 18 through 22. So we talk a lot about that and we'll see the connections here and how Boaz and Ruth factor into the greater story. This is why it's a book that's included into the canon of scripture and it's such importance and weight. And that's why we read through it. And it's, there's a lot of really good symbology and imagery and typology that come through this book. So, spend that time, read that on Saturday and really just bask in it. And that's my encouragement to you. So, we're doing good. We've worked through quite a few books. If you've trekked with me so far this year, I'm pretty excited to continue our journey together. And I hope you are being encouraged to spend the time meditating and reading on God's word, and you are just, picking up on some of the fragments. Again, this is not a study. This is just to read and absorb God's word. And the more you do this every year, year in and year out, the more you'll pick up on these stories and you'll be remembering them. And then you can take and do further studies where you will spend the time really digging into the material and looking at particular, isolated situations, whether it's, the history of Israel or the gospel accounts or the Pauline epistles or, eschatology or whatever the topic may be, whether you want to study Christology or typology or anything like that, all those ologies, you can dig into them and the stories will come alive to you more so because you are reading these and you will see how Israel unfolds itself essentially in the proper order. And I like this method much better than just reading, you know, through the Bible as it is, because it gives you that visual display of, you know, the history of Israel. So I hope you guys are enjoying this little work through, and we'll be back next Friday as we continue in Matthew 25, looking at the Olivet Discourse as we work ourselves up to the end of the life of Jesus. Until then, have a great weekend. Tomorrow is Easter, so go to church and enjoy the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has died and risen for your sins, and bask in the promises and the riches that he gives you through that death and resurrection and the victory he shows over death. So have a great week, guys. God bless. We'll see you next week.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.